Welcome back. My next guests are Diana Kavanaugh, board member, and Jamie Tahiri, co-manager of the Irvine Assistance League Thrift and Gift Shop. Jamie has been in charge of the big accounts over the decades at financial institutions, namely Avco Leasing, Textron Financial Corporation, Ford Equipment Leasing, and asset-based lending for Hong Kong, Shanghai Banking Corp. She continues to consult and educate women on the assets they own and all other financial obligations in their life. Jamie earned her BA in history and her MBA right here at UCI. Diana Kavanaugh completed her BA in psychology at San Diego State College. Her first real job, and I'm going over this because it's a varied and interesting flavored past. Her first real job was as director of the Chula Vista Girls Club until she became a social worker in adoptions at San Diego County. She earned her law degree at Western State University, and she was an Orange County public defender in criminal law, then on to private practice. After taking an enlightened and protracted breather of a sojourn in the broad Southern Pacific region, she took that trip breather away from parental and professional ordeals. She resumed a legal career in private practice. She reactivated the Newport Harbor Bar Association, among other things, and moved some glass ceilings upward. She's worked as a panel attorney for the local U.S. Attorney's Office to represent multiple defendants on alien smuggling, big drug cases, identity theft, bank robberies, marriage fraud, visa fraud cases. Her business flair is how she capped the career. In her own words, she says, "I retired from private practice on St. Patrick's Day 2008 and disconnected my business phone," end of quote. Several years later, she headed over to the Assistance League in Irvine here, where Jamie Tahiri's been. Diana and Jamie joined me in studio today. They did not bring their pets. I don't know where Dr. Terman's pet ever ended up, but maybe the pet was in pain. But anyway, Diana and Jamie joined me in studio today. Welcome to Ask a Leader, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
I'm good because you are here, and we are going to take up. First, let's talk about the benefits. Who benefits from your proceeds, and then we'll talk later on about how the shoppers gain from your enterprise. So the reactions I get from reasonably well-informed people is a thrift store in Irvine. Who needs that? Yeah. So you've got a bundle of change, like $240,000. Is this an annual
exactly
amount?
That's our goal for this year. Last year.
This is Jamie.
Yes, we had revenues through the thrift store of $225,000. And the thrift store is run out of the Assistance League Outreach Center, which is on Alton and in Irvine.
And we've got all the numbers and address and all that. We're going to be able to post that, and we can even maybe get to the hours at some point. So who's benefiting from that revenue that you have earned at the sales?
Well, believe it or not, about 10% of the population of Irvine is low income. And that is what our goal is, to clothe the children. So a lot of our children have never had any new clothes. We have interviewed the families. They come in the interview process. The application is through the schools. They come to us. We have what is called a meet and greet, and this is through our program called Operation School Bell. The children and their families are given backpacks, health kits, books, and then each one, we have a partnership through a Target store in the Northwood part of Irvine, and we take the families there, and each child is given approximately $110 to go shopping. And this is assisted shopping, so they can buy school clothes and underwear, anything that they need for school. So that is what our goal is, to, you know, kind of even the field for them with the other children so they at least have the clothing.
And then we also have...
This is Diana.
Yeah, this is Diana. We also have a wonderful scholarship program wherein students returning to Irvine Valley College can get scholarships from us. Most of the time they are single parents. We also have started a new scholarship program, which now we're giving scholarships to seniors at Irvine High Schools who qualify for those funds. And we also have another program called Young Masters, which is a very innovative program where students from all the elementary schools submit artwork, and one piece of art from each classroom is then selected and then presented at the city hall. We usually have about 500 pieces of art from those children, and certificates are given to them, and we have an art day where their families come and participate in the celebration of that art.
Very good. So there's a lot to contribute in our very demographic here. And you are the only thrift store. That's the other thing that people are culturally thinking. So why? But you're a brisk business. There are people you can assess. They're coming from the same city, same town, that are coming in to shop.
Yeah, we have a really great person who handles our social media. And so the people are coming from all over. We have a lot from Irvine that, you know, are coming just because they need clothes at the lower prices. And then we have a lot of people that maybe have, you know, a great income that just love thrift shops. We have people actually that are coming out of town and find us online and come and say, you know, I came from the hotel with a cab. And
Really,
this has happened numerous times, and I just love thrift shops.
Okay, so back to the benefiting then. You have as your former president and Annelle Arthur talked about, Irvine Assisted Living Irvine is about leveling the playing field for all students in the Irvine Unified School District by helping them better prepare for admissions.
Exactly.
So you're sort of getting them in the pipeline and keeping them there.
And we have a new program that is actually new this year, and we are helping high school students level the playing field by, having them be prepared for the SAT and ACT classes that are coming up. We have a program that works with them for those type of issues. And again, it's a needs-based. We look through their children that have gone through Operation School Bell. We have information on their families.
That's where you follow from that database, and then
exactly.
they can be brought
exactly.
into the college prep.
College prep, yes.
Okay. And how's that? How is that going? Is anybody
it's a brand new program this year. So Annelle Arthur and her group have gone out to every high school and talked to all the counselors too, so they can let their kids know that this program is available.
Very good. For those of you who've just joined us, you're listening to Ask a Leader. My guests are Diana Kavanaugh, board member, and Jamie Tahiri, co-manager of Irvine Assistance League Thrift and Gift Shop. Maven's here on board with the show Ask a Leader on KUCI 80.9 FM in Irvine, in streaming in your reuse markets all around the world on the web at KUCI.org. And as I said, you're the only thrift store in Irvine. So the tied in with that is that you have a very particular location off of Alton. At 2452 Alton Parkway. It's a condo. It's not your basic sort of commercial area. You're in a condo unit. It's a bit offset from Alton. So there's a certain kind of appearance of your blending in.
Exactly. Well, the city of Irvine gave us a grant 5 years ago to help us purchase this condo building. And what they gave us the grant for was for an outreach center. And that's essentially what we are. And the thrift store is run from this outreach center. So this is where we have the kids come for Operation School Bell. This is where we have our meeting and, you know, work with the community through this outreach center.
Okay. Diana.
I'd like to let your listeners realize that our whole organization is run by volunteers. There are no paid people in our organization.
Just nothing but CEOs, former CEOs, high-powered businesswomen.
Well,
volunteering.
Yes.
Hot and cold running talent.
Something like that, yes. And so we have about 70 what we call voting members and about 20 what we call partners, and the responsibilities of each of those categories is a little different. I think it's important that most of the people that volunteer with us find it very gratifying to give back to their own community. immediately in their own community as opposed to going outside the United States or even outside of our state. We keep it all in Irvine, all the money that we do. And then...
Well, would you say, while you're collecting that one moment there, would you say that you're in need of more volunteers?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons that I'm here today is to tell you about our March 7th coffee and tour of our facility. It's going to be from 10 to 12 on March 7th.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, and we're going to have speakers from various parts of our organization explain what we do and why we do it. And there'll be a tour of the store, a back room scenes of what goes on, plus, you know, our little boutique store in the front.
Okay, that's this two Saturdays from our live broadcast. So that's one of many different things. So then the volunteers, prospective volunteers, can see where they might fit in with their talents, whether
exactly.
It's grant writing, outreach, counting, and all, I mean, you could probably use a little bit of all of those things at all times, sort of
course,
rotate the talent.
We can use any kind of talent that wants to come our way. Most of the people, we're all required to work in the shop at some point. That would either be in the retail portion, which would be, you know, selling, like you'd be a sales clerk kind of
right.
person, or in the back room, sorting the many, many donations that we get. We're so fortunate in Irvine to have fabulous donations. And then there's tagging and pricing and all of that that goes on, too. So it's quite an operation.
So you've mentioned the coffee coming up in two Saturdays. There's also sort of different kinds of regular and events, promotions and all that. Why don't you tell us about them, starting with the Merchandise Mondays?
Yes, that is where we really stock the store. We're open just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Monday is a big day when we put everything out that has come in through the week. We redecorate the store, make sure it's all fresh, and it's great for our opening on Wednesdays. And I also wanted to add something to what Diana said.
Yes,
that
please.
We want so many volunteers, and we have so many things for them to do. But the league also provides camaraderie for our members, too. It's a two-way street.
I was thinking about that. Sometimes it's hard to say who benefits more.
Exactly.
With
exactly.
That kind of...
Because we have other social events and everything like that. But another really important point is that 70% of our revenue goes back to the community. And this has given us what's called a gold star on GuideStar. And GuideStar is a kind of a ranking. It's online, a website, and it ranks nonprofits with revenues of less than $1 million.
Okay. So, well done. Well, so then we're shoppers. We're talking about Merchandise Mondays.
Merchandise Mondays. We get everything out. We have about 25 women working in the store on that day. We have merchandise specialists, one for shoes, one for linens, and they all have their own responsibilities and their parts of the store.
Because I can see that everything is reasonably priced. They're not going out the door fast. They're just sort of enough to, it's that sweet spot of getting, of valuing it to some, making it affordable, but it's valued
exactly.
to some extent so
exactly.
that you will get some.
And that's why we have
revenue.
The specialists who know, who are comfortable with the pricing and know what will sell and what is a fair price.
But when you're collecting things, you collect everything, and you're not turning anybody away.
No.
And so if it's not something you're going to put in your
shop, only thing is we don't have room for furniture.
Okay. Well, people know that.
Yes, it is a small shop, so we don't have room for furniture. And we don't throw anything away. Anything that we can't use goes either to Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul.
Okay. Now, on to the next sort of theme is the Senior Day. That's the third Thursdays. So
yes.
How old is a senior?
Senior's over 65.
Okay.
And they get 25% off. And we also have, that's on the third Thursday. But every Thursday we have mystery discount. So as you check out, you can pull out of a little cup a number, and that'll give you 10, 15, 25% off your total purchase, too.
Okay. All right. And
those are very popular days.
Okay. Thursdays are the ones to mark. There's the Spring Fling.
Spring Fling is coming up. It's coming up in about 4 weeks, and we're going to be open on a Tuesday for that event, and that's where we're going to have all our new spring clothes out that we've been collecting throughout the year. And that's one thing we do. It's different. Some thrift stores put out anything that comes in the door, regardless of season. We don't. We're not putting out a winter coat in the middle of July. We save these things. We keep them in bins and then put clothes out by season, just as you would find in a regular department store.
Right. So you've got lovely storage space upstairs and elsewhere for, so let's say somebody doesn't remember, they didn't think about, oh, I should have moved this Christmas item, but you'll take it now and store it, and out it comes later. So then there's the birthday discount.
Yes, that is another discount. That's if you are registered, and you can register online through our website, then on one day in the month that is your birthday, you can come in and have 15% off your total purchase.
And we also have the Yelp coupons, too. So if you go onto Yelp and get the coupon on your phone, your smartphone, then you can come in and get $2 off of a purchase over $5, I think it is.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Lots of sales. And we have sales all the time.
And also at your website, you can probably pull up that Yelp coupon,
yes,
perhaps.
Yes.
I think that's where I saw it. So it's alirvine.org is the website where you can find out what's the next event. I mean, after Spring Fling, I'm sure there's more that you have planned. But
yes, we have in June, we have our summer clothing event, where all our summer clothes come out, and we have, you know, Hawaii-themed clothing.
Fourth of July.
Well, let's go back to Spring Fling going into summer. Are there going to be, have you had formals in the past, or like budget formal dresses for people to have for prom and that kind of thing?
Of course, yes.
We
save those too, and so we'll have a selection of those. What we have in the store right now is the beautiful wedding dress. So anybody planning on a wedding dress, it's reasonably priced, I think, at $40.
Oh, my.
It's beautiful bead work on it. It is lovely.
Well, I think the other thing about our thrift shop that's really interesting is the variety of items that we have. We have men's clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing, house good, housewares, books, shoes, purses, scarves, almost anything that anybody would want to donate, we will be willing to sell it.
And as Diana noted, we are very fortunate in Irvine that we get wonderful donations. We have many items come in that are brand new, tags still on them. So we are quite fortunate. And we get beautiful crystal china sets.
Okay. So it's a high quality, high enterprising, a high yield for the community, Irvine's Assistance League. And it's on 2452 Alton Parkway. Doors are open Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, 10 to 3, and Fridays, 10 to 5:30, if I got that right.
Right.
And then it's just watch. You got to start rubbernecking once you've passed. If you're heading eastward toward Tustin, if you've got past Jamboree, start looking on your left for that condo over recessed from the Alton Parkway that you can come on in and join.
Once you discover us, we're very easy to find.
Exactly.
We have great parking.
Right.
And you're doing so much for your community.
So there are other, is there any other event you wanted to mention while we give you a chance to complete the coverage?
I think most
here.
Important is the membership drive we're coming up. We desperately, or not desperately, we need
adamantly
yes,
need members.
We need volunteers to help us run this store. I mean, you are helping Irvine, and it's we ask 5.5 hours a month, and that is not very much at all, really.
Which has a huge interactive component to it, so it's working, interacting, socializing, and I imagine there's been new friendships forged and new talents deepened.
Exactly.
Sort of, it's hard to know where to stop with the dimensions involved.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's hard for us to bring in new members because all of our friends are already there.
Okay, got it.
You know,
all right.
So you have to start working on your gym class and your book clubs and whatever, you know, because most of my friends are in that organization. So it's hard to find new people if that's where you spend a lot of your time.
Okay. Well, I know there are people that move into a different phase in their life. They have time on their hands, and they are they they're not sure what to do, and so this is one of many ways they can feel like they're really, they've got additional purpose in their lives.
Exactly.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you for being on Ask a Leader today. My guests are Diana Kavanaugh, board member, and Jamie Tahiri, co-manager of the Irvine Assistance League Thrift and Gift Shop. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Claudia.
As we close the show, I'm going to close it out with the Claire Trevor School of the Arts faculty member, renowned jazz pianist Kei Akagi, and his Tokyo Trio. They performed last weekend, and the track you'll be hearing is on his latest CD, Circle Point. And just wanted you to know that the previous guest on the show, Charlie Bleck, informs us that the National Concealed Carry legislation is in the House. It's a House Resolution 402 and the Senate Bill 498. If this is a big one for you, why don't you let your congressperson know? Also, check out your ballot carefully, those who are registered in the 37th State Senate District. There is one party on that ballot. Hope we can take that up a little bit next week. There's a write-in campaign. Ms. Stewartson, thinking about her. Talk with you next week, everyone. Thank you for listening.